Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and it's a perfect way to kill two birds with one stone: buy gifts for family and friends while taking care of some year-end charity giving at the same time. In the philanthropy world, it's called cause marketing, and you see it all over the place during the holidays. Buy this product, and a percentage of the proceeds go to such and such a charity. You've probably seen ads for the Red Campaign, for example, where you buy a red product at the Gap or Apple or Starbucks, and up to 50% of the proceeds go to the Global Fund for AIDS programs in Africa. And there are also smaller scale partnerships. We heard of a deal where you buy a necklace, maybe not a Kathy Black $47,000 necklace, but a necklace. Oh, that was a bracelet. And proceeds go to a New York organization that trains seeing eye dogs. So right now, we want you to call us up and tell us about the shopping slash charity opportunities that you are participating in or that you're organizing. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Feel free to shill for your cause. And while your calls are coming in, 212-433-9692, I'm joined by Raymond Flandes, staff reporter for the Chronicle of Philanthropy, to talk about year-end giving and where cause marketing fits in. Raymond, thanks for doing this. Welcome to WNYC.
Good morning, Brian. Thanks for having me.
So, as I said, cause marketing is a partnership between a nonprofit and a for-profit for mutual profit. Are these kinds of partnerships on the rise in what is now the third year-end giving season in the down economy?
I think it's a way for a lot of charities, especially in this down economy, as you said, to get some money and get some donations. And it's an easy way for them to build that kind of cachet and halo effect with a particular company or or a brand. And so this is particularly important. It's an important time, and it's also an important way for them to solicit donations.
You caution nonprofits to make sure they pick the right kind of company to partner with. You told us off the air about the ill-fated partnership between a breast cancer awareness organization and the fast food chain KFC. What happened there?
I think it's just a lot of people thought that there was an ill-fitting fit with the particular message that the breast cancer awareness group is trying to get, and also the KFC, which, is a fast food chain. And that's what charities have to be aware about their image and the values that they're portraying, and whether the particular deals or marketing associations that they're having with these kinds of companies, do they make sense? And that's what they should be aware of.
And what are things that consumers should watch out for when considering buying something as part of one of these partnerships? Is it suspicious if only 2% is going to charity? Are there shady businesses that will say proceeds go to charity but who aren't totally earnest about that? How should consumers beware here?
I think you're right. The consumer should be aware of what they're buying and how much money go to the charities themselves. It's greatly important because some of these deals are only a few cents per dollar or things like that. So what they can do is look it up and do some research. There have been news stories about particular charities that have not gotten a good deal out of these cause marketing partnerships.
All right. Let's hear what some of our listeners are doing in this area. Again, your calls on the shopping slash charity opportunities you're participating in or organizing this holiday season, 212-433-9692. And Gretchen in Hell's Kitchen, you're on WNYC. Hey, Gretchen.
Hey, how are you?
Good. What are you doing?
So there's a great charity that was actually born right here in New York City a couple of years ago called Cookies for Kids Cancer. And 100% of the profit goes directly to pediatric cancer research. So it's not a 10%, 5%, 50%, but 100%. And it was born because my son, who is 6.5, was diagnosed with pediatric cancer, which we found out was the number one disease killer of children in the U.S., which is a huge or a statistic that we were really surprised to find out about. So we decided to bake some cookies. So a couple of years ago, we made 96,000 cookies and sold out and made over $420,000. So
that's
I think
great.
That would be a, thank you. It was crazy. It was a crazy mix of people coming together for a common cause and, you know, the concept that one person could make nearly 100,000 cookies was slightly crazy, too. But we're not in this to make money. We're in this to save lives.
Yeah, that is really great. That is, you're not exactly Starbucks or KFC, and yet you were able to raise that much money.
Oh, it was. We had more people calling us saying, we don't want the cookies. We just want to donate to the cause.
Yeah, but I was going to ask you, were the cookies any good?
They were fantastic. They were actually from a recipe by Sally Sampson, who's written, she's a prolific cookbook author. And since then, the charity has grown to a national organization. We've raised more than $2 million. Again, my husband and I work full-time. We're not in this to profit ourselves, and we're in this to make money for pediatric cancer research. And you can buy cookies year-round. Obviously, they taste a little bit sweeter this time of year, but what we like to say is that they're guilt-free cookies.
Yeah, that's great. Gretchen, thank you for calling in, and good luck with it. You know, I mentioned in the intro that there's a deal where you buy a necklace and proceeds go to a New York organization that trains seeing eye dogs. Well, that jewelry designer happens to be on the line with us for just a minute. She is Susan Michelle of Queens. Susan, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi. Thank you for having me on air. A little bit about what's going on with us. This is our 9th annual event. It's a blowout sample sale in Soho in a gorgeous loft space. It's a great party. And it's actually 12 award-winning jewelry designs, myself included. I am blind. I went blind 2 years ago, but still somehow designing jewelry. And we've been partnering with both the Foundation Fighting Blindness, and this year with the Guide Dogs for the Blind, a wonderful, amazing nonprofit organization. They devote themselves to breeding, raising, training, and giving these amazing animals at no cost to people that need them badly, and I must say myself included, because this year I am on the list to receive a dog, and nothing brings me more joy than that thought. I'm waiting for that anxiously. But in our case, what we do is we take voluntary donations at the door, and it is absolutely positively voluntary. And there are 12 award-winning designers there who are selling everything from sterling silver for $50, $60, $80, on up to 18-carat and diamond and platinum jewelry, ceramic and diamond jewelry, all kinds of amazing, wonderful things to choose from. And a portion of the sales of that also goes to the Guide Dogs for the Blind. So that's what we do. And this is held in a space down in Soho this Friday and Saturday, both days from 11 to 7. And by the way, the puppies and some of the service dogs will be there, which is also very exciting. That's
great. And by the way, we're going to put all of these shop for charity opportunities that we learn about on our Brian Lehrer Show gift guide page, which listeners, you can find at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. You don't sell any $47,000 bracelets, right?
You know, I don't know the price points. I don't think it goes up that high. I think it's kind of shopping without too much guilt, and you also get to actually see with your own eyes, because you're going to meet me, and I'm blind, and you're going to meet other blind people, and you're going to meet those dogs.
All right.
So, Susan, if you don't get happy over that, then, you know, I don't know.
Thanks a lot for calling. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
And back to Raymond Flandes from the Chronicle of Philanthropy, who is covering these cause marketing examples. And what we heard were just a couple of really pretty small ones, it sounded like, the cookies and this kind of jewelry sale. So obviously it doesn't have to be, you know, you walk into Starbucks or KFC in order to participate in something like this, right?
No, they don't have to. And that's a key thing. Charities can't choose whom they want to participate with. And, you know, it just goes to show that there are lots of ways to participate. We, study after study, have said that, you know, for example, this past year, 2 out of 5 consumers have bought a product or service in the past year because it was associated with a cause or issue. And in 1993, only 1 out of 5 did so. So it's a trend, and everyone is doing it, basically.
Do you still get a tax write-off if you give to charities in this way?
It's not a clear tax write-off. I'm not familiar with any that I've seen yet on this. I think it's just a way for people to participate. I don't think you can, but I'll check back to you and get back to you on that.
I guess in theory, though I'm certainly not a tax accountant and don't know if this actually is true, in theory, if this is an official you know, deal or promise where X percent of your purchase goes to charity, so you can identify what that amount is, then you could, in theory, claim to the IRS that exact amount as a charitable donation. But I don't know if that's technically allowed.
Me neither, but that's an interesting point, and I think that's something that if a lot of charities are facing that question, you know, people should ask.
Tina in Great Neck, you're involved in something like this too?
A friend of mine started a website called Diamonds for the Cure, and she had a successful jewelry company already, but then she herself is a breast cancer survivor, and she started this company to donate sales of her jewelry line to breast cancer research. And I think it's wonderful because she's not donating from the profits, she's donating from the sales. So she was saying that even if they don't turn a profit, she still has a certain percentage that's set aside for donation.
That's great. Another shopping/charity opportunity in the jewelry department. Tina, thanks a lot. Raymond, what do you think of Jumo, the new social networking site that launched this week? It's supposed to be like Facebook meets charity, designed to connect donors to charities and causes. Are folks in the philanthropy world optimistic about this new site's potential?
We've just seen a lot of buzz around it, you know, the philanthropy world. It's basically like catnip for them because, you know, Jumo has this pedigree coming from Facebook that it's easy to use and it's fun to play with. And last night I logged on and you know, basically had the causes I wanted to be connected with, and it was pretty easy to and intuitive to do. And so for a lot of charities, this is a bright spot for them during the holiday season.
Do you think cause marketing is a good way to fend off giving fatigue, a more enticing way for people to give when they may have otherwise felt tapped out?
That's a really interesting question, Brian, because we have seen studies after study that for the first time ever, we've seen people just trying to get away from the aggressive pitches from charities and over-solicitation. They are having giving fatigue. And I think with cause marketing, they can shop and do it in their own time, and they make the decision of whether to support a charity or not.
All right. Raymond Flandes, staff reporter for the Chronicle of Philanthropy, talking about year-end giving and where cause marketing fits in. Thanks so much for doing this with us.
Thank you, Brian.
And again, listeners, we are adding some of the shop for charity opportunities that we have found out about to our Brian Lehrer Show gift guide. You can see the whole thing, including some of the gifts suggested by a number of our guests over the last few weeks at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show.